Chapter 1. Helen. I am so fucking late, I mutter under my breath. The hallways of Dodona Tower are blessedly empty, but that only makes the clock ticking down inside my head worse. Tonight is the night everything changes. The night when I stop being a pawn in other people's games and finally gain the agency I've craved ever since I was a little girl. And I can't believe I'm fucking late. I pick up my pace, barely managing to resist the urge to run. Showing up out of breath and flustered to an Olympus party is even worse than showing up late. Appearances matter. It's been a long time since Olympus experienced anything resembling traditional warfare, but every day, little battles are fought and won using the most mundane things. A carefully designed dress, a sweet word hiding a poisonous sting, a marriage. I duck into the elevator that will take me up to the ballroom floor and barely resist the urge to bounce on my toes with impatience. Normally, I wouldn't give a damn about any of this. I make petty rebellions an art form. Tonight is different. Tonight, my brother Perseus, Zeus now, is making an announcement that will change everything. Less than a week ago, Ares passed away. It was hardly unexpected. The man was old as dirt and had been knocking on the doors to the underworld for 3 months. But it's opened up an opportunity that's usually only seen once a generation. Of the 13, Ares alone is open to absolutely anyone. A person's history, connections, finances don't matter. You don't even have to be Olympian. You simply have to win. 3 trials, all designed to cull the wheat from the chaff, and the last person standing steps up to become Ares. One of the 13 people who create the ruling body in Olympus. Each handles a specific part of keeping the city running smoothly, but more importantly to me, no one can compel any of them to take an action they don't want to. Not even Zeus can force the hand of another member of the 13, or at least that's the theory. My father never paid attention to those sorts of niceties, and I doubt my brother will now that he's inherited the title. It doesn't matter. If I'm Ares, I'm no longer daughter to one Zeus, sister to another, a spoiled princess with no real value beyond her pretty face and family connections. Becoming Ares will set me free. The elevator doors open, and I hurry in the direction of the ballroom. The long hallway has changed since the last party. The dour dark drapes that hung floor to ceiling on either side of the doors replaced with an airy white fabric that has silver threaded through it. It's still not welcoming, but it's significantly less oppressive. I'm curious who made that design call, because Perseus sure as fuck didn't. Since he stepped up as Zeus after our father's death, the only thing my oldest brother cares about is running his business and ruling Olympus with an iron fist. Or at least trying to.
Helen.
I stop short, but recognition brings a relieved smile to my face. Eros, what are you doing out here lurking in the shadows? He steps forward and holds up a tiny jeweled bag.
Psyche forgot her purse.
He should look ridiculous holding the purse, especially considering the violence those hands have done. But Eros has a habit of moving through life as if he's untouchable. No one would dare say a word, and he knows it. What a good husband you are! I take the last few steps and press a quick kiss to each of his cheeks. I haven't seen him much in the last couple months, but he looks good. Eros is one of the most gorgeous people in Olympus, which is saying something. A white guy with curly blonde hair, and a face to make painters weep at its perfection. Marriage suits you.
More and more every day.
His gaze sharpens.
You've pulled out all the stops tonight?
Do you like the dress? I smooth my hands down my gown. It's a custom piece, the golden fabric moulded to my body from shoulders to hips, before flaring out the slightest bit. It's heavy with a subtle pattern that's designed to catch the light with every move. A deep V dips between my breasts, and the shoulders have been shaped into sharp points that give the slightest impression of military bearing. It's a showstopper, as my mother would have said. I ignore the twinge in my chest at the thought, just as I always do.